International trade wars with China are affecting recycling abilities on the municipal level. That's according to City of Bloomington Public Works Director Adam Wason. In today's feature report, Wason talks about recent restrictions on recycling and the increasing cost to taxpayers.
The City of Bloomington implemented their overhaul of the sanitation services we offer about a year ago now, last October, with our sanitation automation program where, you know, for the first time we gave all single-family residents and multifamily residences with four less units carts with our new automated program. And so, you know, with recyclables in general, you know, we're the carts with the yellow lid are for recycling, and so any recyclables that are acceptable based on the graphic on the top of the recycling cart lid can be put into the single stream recycling bin. The big key right now with recycled products is that we want to make sure folks are doing everything they can to limit contamination. So clean recycling is key. So if you've got a orange juice container and there's an ounce or two left in the bottom, and you know, we're really asking that you give that a quick rinse so that it's clean. The cleaner the recycling, the better off, the more chance it actually has at getting recycled. You know, a grease-soaked pizza box with some leftover cheese, you know, that's a contaminated piece of recycling at that point. It's going to end up in a landfill because of the way the recyclables are processed at the materials recovery facility that Hoosier Disposal operates. So the cleaner the recycling, the better. You know, any liquids need to stay out of it. You know, liquid would ruin a fiber, a paper product that's recyclable if it gets wet. So just trying to really encourage the cleanest of recycling. But, you know, just overall, holistically, on a kind of global scale, you know, the international recycling markets are much different today than they were 2, 3, 5 years ago, where you know, the city used to get reimbursements for certain recyclable materials. That's no longer the case. You know, basically, how it used to work is that you know, the valuable recycled commodities, the high grade paper, the high grade cardboard, the aluminum cans and steel cans, those used to kind of, the value in those in the commodity markets used to offset the lack of value in recycled glass products or recycled plastic products. Right now, the international commodity market's such that, you know, there's no real offset now. It's likely the City of Bloomington will be experiencing costs for the first time to actually process recyclables, where we'd never had to pay for that in the past. So, you know, we're, you know, it's got a lot to do with the international recycling markets and the commodity markets that are attached to those. A lot of it's got to do with restrictions the Chinese government put in place in, over the last couple of years, and the restrictions they put in place are very much related to contamination. I think it's something like a 0.5% or less of any volume of recycled product going into China. It's got to be less than 0.5% contamination. That is a very strict standard, and most of what previously went into China for recycling was not at that standard. And so that's had a big hit. And just overall, the markets worldwide have changed drastically. And so, you know, we're reviewing how that's going to impact Bloomington here into the future. You know, and again, just the biggest key with what we need is the cleanest possible recyclables going into the carts, and that puts us off on a good foot.
Director Wason, we've seen some items just not be cost effective. Is that what is going on? I know that Monroe County Waste has been saying that they're not going to accept things like plastic bags. We've seen other recycling facilities and other municipalities say that they're not accepting things like glass bottles. Is it possible that this market would further restrict what is capable of being recycled?
You know, it's possible, but we're making special efforts with our government affairs representatives with Hoosier Disposal to make sure that we're getting guarantees and on our recyclables being recycled, and that it will happen that way into the future. We're making sure, Hoosier Disposal has agreements with some communities where they don't accept glass anymore. We've made a special effort to make sure they do accept glass. Not to go on the humor route, but if you tell a college community like Bloomington, Indiana, that glass is no longer recyclable, there's going to be a whole lot of beer bottles ending up in a landfill. So we've made a special effort and some special agreements to make sure that we get reporting that our glass and our products are being recycled. We base our sanitation charges on the size of the solid waste container, the garbage container that folks choose. And we've often referred to recycling being free in Bloomington. It's certainly not free. There's costs associated with the trucks that are needed and the fuel to fuel the trucks and the laborers to be picking up the recyclable. So it's not that it's free, but we want to, Bloomington's a community that recycles well. We're just within the national, or we're almost right at the diversion rates nationally. We might be a percentage point or two off of that. But, we do a great job recycling in Bloomington, and we want to continue to do so, knowing there's truly a cost. We've always had a cost to recycling in terms of the labor and the vehicles and all of that, but we've never had those processing costs, which will likely come on board here into the near future. And so, we're doing all the financial analysis we need to make sure we're, fiscally prudent with this, and that we're, looking at all things that need to be considered. And in the end, we're not going to stop offering recycling. I can promise you that. We're going to continue to offer that service well, for the I can't imagine that going away anytime.
You had mentioned cost. What exactly does it cost to provide recycling to area residents?
It's probably right in the range of a third of the overall budget for the sanitation division. Solid waste, we've always paid a per ton disposal fee for garbage, where we've not paid that in the past for recycling. So I'd guess just right around about a third of the overall budget for the sanitation division, so probably in the $900,000 amount per year. Would be a good estimate. I think that is a properly recycled item in Bloomington is not going to be landfilled. That's certainly not the case. We have agreements in place. We get reports back from Hoosier Disposal showing that our recyclables are being recycled. So I want to be careful about that. We know that what we're putting into the materials recovery facility that's not contaminated, if it's a contaminated soaking wet piece of cardboard, yes, that's going to be landfilled. But as far as good, non-contaminated recyclables, those are being recycled.
That was City of Bloomington Public Works Director Adam Wason talking about the changing recycling market. Wason says the city is in talks with its recycling contractor, Hoosier Disposal, to discuss a new contract agreement.